Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Best Damn Podcast. And we are recording today from the 2024 Spring Jamboree, the kickoff festival in beautiful downtown Boulder City, Nevada. This is my third Spring Jamboree, but I know it has been around for many years. This is an institution, kind of like the kickoff events of all events here in the Boulder City community, especially as our spring weather turns into summer weather. And at Spring Jamboree, we have the pleasure of interviewing many of our vendors, our food trucks, and also some of the nonprofit organizations that have booths here at this year's Spring Jamboree and in Jamborees of the past. I have the pleasure right now of introducing you to Tiffany Bond. Tiffany, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Excellent. And now I came across you and your associate at the booth, and tell us, and the booth says ICANN, Issues Concerning Adolescents of Nevada. So tell us a little bit more about your organization.
So ICANN began, we put the nonprofit together in 2006, and it was put together by a group of us who grew up going to leadership camp, which is what we're kind of here to introduce to everybody again. And it had gone through some different organizations and stuff, and we just decided to put together a nonprofit so we could kind of operate it ourselves. So leadership camp is our biggest event of the year. And we're here at Spring Jamboree, hopefully to kind of introduce it to Boulder City.
Okay, excellent. And when does this camp take place?
July 15th through the 20th.
Okay.
It's almost a week long, and it takes place at Camp Lee Canyon, which is a historic campsite just down from the Lee Canyon Ski and Snowboard Resort in Lee Canyon. It was built in, I believe, the 30s. You can check me on that. But it's your traditional kids stay in cabins on bunk beds, and we have a dining hall and a rec hall. We do campfires. But in addition to that, we also have leadership training that helps to build their confidence to get them through middle and high school.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, as a former weekend or day camp back where I grew up in the Detroit suburbs, do you serve bug juice there? This infamous
No, you
liquid?
Know what? We have a really good relationship with local hospitality group, and they provide us a chef.
Oh, God.
So our food is better than probably camp food that any of us remember.
Excellent. Excellent. So a couple of questions come to mind is, from a leadership perspective, what are the age ranges of your kids that are coming to the camp?
So typically it's ages 11 to 17, but it also includes those kids going from fifth grade to sixth grade. So entering, think of it as entering middle school and all the way through high school.
Okay. And are we talking boys, girls, combination?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you say leadership, tell me what that means. Tell our listeners what that means.
Leadership is basically giving kids that confidence to where if they're in a peer pressure situation, they kind of already know the answers to things. They kind of already know the answers. So they, if a friend is hurting themselves, if they happen to see something drug related, if any of that kind of stuff happens, a lot of kids freeze and they don't know how to handle it. They're also more apt to believe what their friends tell them, whether it's factual or not. So we try to give them those facts so they know it already. We give them adult members that even if they get into a situation where they don't know how to handle it, they know who they could call. It kind of reminds me a little bit of CPR training. We kind of try to arm them with enough self-confidence and enough information to prepare them for most things. But again, if they come across something that they don't know how to handle, they do know that they can come to one of the adult mentors that they met at camp and ask them that question and get that guidance.
Okay. Now, once they attend the camp, does the learning end, or is there a continuing learning to kind of really instantiate that new behavior?
We have monthly meetings. Mm-hmm. We meet the first Monday of the month throughout the school year, mm-hmm. because summer is usually reserved for camp. So throughout the school year, we meet on the first Monday of the month at the Girl Scout headquarters.
Okay.
And we just kind of get everybody together. We do some activities. We talk about stuff just as a way, like you said, to continue that camp experience.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage kids to bring their friends, and it's kind of a come as you are whatever you want. I always joke around that we've had every hair color at camp because it's it is. We've had blue, pink, purple, you name it. We've had it. And that's probably the best part of camp is it's a very much a come as you are. There's no judgment. Everybody is super supportive.
Very good. Very good. Now, your experience here at Spring Jamboree, is this your first time at this event?
This is our first time at Spring Jamboree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what has it been like to work with Jill and her team at the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce to have this booth and to be able to interact with the visitors coming by it?
It's been great. It was actually Jill's idea that she gave me the idea to have the booth because we're a nonprofit. We're all volunteers.
Right.
It's very grassroots. We're on social media and we're on websites. Channel 3 just did a feature on us. Thank goodness. That's awesome. Any way that we can help get the word out to as many kids and parents as possible about camp is great. We lost about 3 years in the pandemic. So we had camp in 2019 and we didn't have it again until last year for various reasons. And so a lot of our campers that would have been old enough to be on staff aged out.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 years is a huge chunk for a kid.
Sure.
And so we're kind of starting over and trying to reach out to all those kids and parents and kind of reintroduce ourselves. So Spring Jamboree was a great place to do it. And that was a great idea that Jill had to, she's like, why don't you have a booth at our nonprofit? And it's been great so far. We're talking to a lot of people.
Excellent. And remind us again, the dates of the camp in July.
July 15th through the 20th.
Okay.
And until June 1st, there is an early bird special. So it's $350 till June 1st. And then basically for the month of June to like July 2nd, it's $375.
Okay.
Which, I mean, we're a nonprofit. So it's actually, we haven't really changed our prices in the last 5 or 6 years.
That's a good
deal.
One
of the only things that hasn't gone up, I think.
Okay. So we can definitely help you through this podcast episode to get it up and published, shared out into the internet.
The more people that know about camp, the better. Even if you don't have kids in the right age group, pass the word along. Share our social media posts, whatever. The more that we can get the word out, the more kids that we can kind of arm with the self-confidence that so many of them are lacking.
Okay, very good. Now, speaking of getting the word out, if our listeners do want to learn more about you and the ICANN organization, where are the best places for them to go?
So we have a website. It's www.icann, so ICANN. lv.org.
Okay.
And we have a leadership camp tab on that website, or you can look at the about us and you can register for camp that way too.
Okay.
So on the leadership camp tab, we're looking for male adult staff, especially. We're always looking for adult volunteers to get involved. So even if you don't have kids of the right age, if that's something you believe in, we are open. And then you can apply for staff or you can apply for participant for campers on that same all on the website.
Excellent. And you also have social sites?
Yes. We're on Instagram and Facebook under ICANN Leadership.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Or on Facebook, I believe it's just ICANN spelled out.
And we're going to provide the backlinks to the website and to the social sites. Now, I'm just curious, when you're not volunteering with this organization, what's your main hustle?
I am the PR director and company photographer at Imagine Communications.
My friends at Imagine Communications,
yeah,
Alex Roffey. Excellent.
It.
This is a small world. I love this. And I really appreciate, Tiffany, you taking the time to share with us about ICANN. And we look forward to seeing how this episode and this introduction can perhaps create some new attendees or volunteers
for
you.
We would love a Boulder City contingency at camp.
Would love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ken, for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Listen, stay right where you're at. We're going to do a real quick close and I can let you go. Okay. All right, folks. This is Howard Fox again, filling in for Jill Lagan at the 2024 Spring Jamboree on the episodes of the Best Damn Podcast. And really want to thank Tiffany Bond for leaving her associate. And there's also a four-legged associate over by the booth that was really kind of cute. And so Tiffany was gracious enough to come over here and share a little bit about this nonprofit, the ICANN issues concerning adolescents of Nevada. And we hope that you will want to learn more about it yourselves. We're going to provide all the backlinks on the website, just so you have it, icannlv.org. And we'll have that link as well as to the social sites links. And the leadership camp is going to be in July, 15 through 20. So plenty of time to learn more about it and to get involved yourself. Now, for this episode, you can find us on our website, thebestdamnpodcast.net. We're on our Facebook page, which is in the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. And of course, you can find the Best Damn Podcast wherever you get your podcast episodes from. Until next time, this is again Howard Fox, and I am here at the 24 Spring Jamboree. And this has been a podcast short for the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce on the Best Damn Podcast. Take care now.